Lord, on every heart today, past, present, and future, because in your will everything exists as if in one moment, and all creatures are there. And as I enter into your will, all creatures are present to me. And together with you, hand in hand, let us go to every heart and place our I love yous in each heart. And Lord, for every heart ever created, past, present, and future, that never said to you, I love you, I want to write in great big letters, using the love of your own heart and using the blood from your own passion, I love you, I love you, I love you, so that in every heart that never loved you, now your love is present, and now they say and call out to you, I love you. This is the kind of prayer that we do in the divine will, where we know that God is infinite and that everything that he has is at our disposal, because when our humanity is united to his divinity, everything he has is ours. And so, knowing what God wants and knowing how much he wants the love and how much he wants us redeemed, we enter into his will and we enter into his creation and we gather it up and we offer it and we place our I love yous on everything. I'll share with you a couple of things that our Lord says on that. He said, our love is so great that always and everywhere, even in a small blade of grass, in the air that creatures breathe, in the water it drinks, and even under his feet while he trods on the earth, we make extend our voices and our shrill cries of love. I love you, I love you, I love you. But our love knows no peace if it is not heard by the creature, and the I love you, is not repeated. See how beautiful and simple. In our ecstasy of love, he says, we say, oh, does no one listen to us? No one is repeating, oh, I love you, oh, I love you. What good is it to say, I love you, if there's no reciprocity? To whom are we saying, I love you? To the wind, to the air? Our love is not finding anyone to turn to, any place to land, someone to return the I love you from creatures. These voices of I love you form the most beautiful celestial music, and so great is its harmony and sweet sound that it makes us feel inebriated, and our elation, in our elation we tell you, child, how beautiful you are. You are the bearer of infinite joys. And again he says, when a creature listens to our I love you and returns the love and our emphasis of love, it is as if it has appeased by its own love, has appeased us by its own love. And we say, since we have been heard, our love has found to whom it can be directed, where it can find a haven. We have been recognized because we have found the soul that says, I love you. And our love becomes jubilant. Do you want to know who can give comfort to the intensity, totality, and fullness of our love? And I love you from a creature. In one of the passages and lessons to Louisa, he says something really extraordinary. He said, when we love him, that he is so enraptured by our love that if he didn't withdraw from us, we would capture him. He said he cannot allow himself as God to be captured by one of his creatures, and that's why when we love him so greatly, he distances himself, because otherwise he would be captured by us. So it's not because he doesn't love us, it's because he can't resist our love. He just can't resist it. And when we love him, no matter what, it overcomes everything. That's why St. Paul could say, love overcomes a multitude of sins. Because that love we have for God, if it's true and real love, God can't resist. And in that is his great joy and delight, and in that is ours. So as we learn more and more to enter into this knowledge and to practice our being together with him, we invite him and invoke him in everything we do it together in us and with us, placing all of our humanity, our activity back in his, and we constantly repeat to him the I love yous. And I wanted to share with you, but our time is up now, but maybe we'll start with it when we come back, the handout I gave you. One of the passages from her writings, which she does a prayer, it's called the Correspondence of Love, and it'll just illustrate for us these concepts of how she enters into his will, taking what's there, and then taking with Jesus, and then going into humanity, and then going into creation, and how she does that reciprocal exchange of the love. And it's just a beautiful way to summarize all of this. And this is what's going to be our proper activity in the divine will. And this is what our Lord is asking from you and from me, that as we take this knowledge, that we simply begin the simple reciprocity of the I love yous on our behalf and on behalf of all humanity, that we invoke in everything the coming of his kingdom, that we multiply everything infinitely in His will, and all for the greater glory and honor of God. And then He becomes our greatest delight, and we become His greatest delight, and the kingdom has been returned to us in a very real way. Okay?